WKFIWLO. Good morning.
Good morning, Leroy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Got your email yesterday late. But you've already replied to that, but it looks good. I like the way it looks.
Okay, cool. I think I've got the first batch ready to mail out today.
Be looking forward to mail.
I don't know how long the mail takes these days, but they're ready, and I just got to wait till the mailman gets here and then take them out and put them in the mailbox so nobody steals them before the mailman goes by.
It's a shame it's got to that point.
All right, we'll be expecting it whenever the mail runs. You and the other seven that are getting theirs in the first batch. Got a couple of them. I'm waiting on some replies back, and I'll start the second batch. But I think it's being well received.
And it's probably probably something we should have went back to a while back. But anyways, appreciate you doing that. We'll talk to you later. K5WLO.
All right, have a good day. W4DJW, clear and listening. I heard my call way in the background. You're barely making it in above the white noise. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is KK4JFO, James, normally from Tuxedo. I'm over here in Malden, so I don't know about the white noise part, but I heard you guys, and I thought I'd just drop in and say howdy.
Well, hello, James. Yeah, that's working better now. Sounds like you moved around, got a little bit better X, but yeah, it sounded good now. Good morning. How's the weather? Are you out and about?
On Christmas break, vacation break from school these 2 weeks, and I heard about this place over here in Malden called Ben Time, and I never could quite get here when they were opening. I thought, well, I'm just going to take off down here to Malden and check this place out, and they opened at 10. I got here, well, somewhat after 9. So I figured, well, I'm sitting here mobile, so I was just listening on the radio and stuff. Got to this frequency, of course, and heard you guys and thought I'd just drop in and say howdy.
Well, that is a good way to pass the time when you're waiting on someplace to open. I used to go over to the dentist over in Simpsonville, and I'd get there early because you never know what the traffic's going to do. And I'd sit out in the dentist parking lot until my appointment and chat on the radio.
Yeah, I like that. I've got a sister-in-law that lives in Simpsonville. I can't totally, Hutter's Creek or something like that. And over near a big church over that way.
So what's this place you're waiting at? What do they specialize in?
I read about it or looked at it on Facebook. And it's just sort of a clearance liquidator type store, from what I can tell. And every day they seem to drop their prices a little bit. And my brother-in-law said this thing starts the first day of it is like on Saturday or something. And he said you can't store them with a stick around here on Saturday. But I wanted to come down just to kind of get a feel of the place before I jumped in on a Saturday. But yeah, it's in bins. It's like long tables or something in the middle of this. He says it's an old Kmart store or something. And it's this long table, and it just has stuff in them. So that's what I'm looking to go in and do some dumpster diving type stuff.
Well, I bet they're doing good with the COVID stuff going on. People are probably looking for ways to get liquid air.
I love stuff anyway, so don't get down this way very much from Tuxedo. But had time to do that, so just thought I'd come on down.
Well, good to hear you're out and about and shopping and getting things done. I'm over here working on my Morse code program that I built many, many years ago, bringing it up to the current technology. Code that was written like 15, 20 years ago. It takes a while to get it to compile again once 15, 20 years goes by. So I've been struggling with that with my Morse code generator because it was a good program. I hate to lose it, but it does take some maintenance to keep it going.
Contact.
Go ahead, contact.
This is Leroy again, K5WLL. Ben Time, if I understand right, it's they contract through Amazon or something like that. They get their returns and then they resell it. There's also one that's called Bins to Go. It's near the, it's on Pleasantburg near the intersection of Lawrence Road. It's at the old bookstore.
Did you catch that, James?
I heard that. Pleasantburg and Lawrence Road. I'm not altogether familiar with all this area down here because I don't come down much. But it does sound like the same exact kind of a place. And it's called Bins to Go. Did you say that?
The affirmative. Bins to Go. It's at, their address should be like 110 South Pleasantburg Drive. It used to be an old bookstore there across from the Fresh Market area. But I think they start like at 10 or so dollars on Saturday, and then Sunday they go down a little bit. By the time Wednesday comes along, I think everything's down to like $2.
I take Pleasantburg Drive back up to the house. So we'll leave from here after a while. I'll have to go to that Goodwill Clearance Center over there at the end of Haywood Road over that way. So I should sometime today maybe end up over towards South Pleasantburg on my way back up to the house.
Yes, I think both those stores close are like 10 to 3. Their hours are like 10 to 3. But I heard you in here. I thought I'd just give you that little bit of information. I saw it the other day driving past it. And haven't been to that one yet, but I've been in a Ben's type store before up in at the Big Yellow Mall. They had one. Anyways, y'all have, gentlemen, have a good day. Merry Christmas. KFWLF.
Tell me that. You guys are awesome. I enjoy checking in with you guys on the net every night. So it's always good to hear you during the daytime.
I checked out there. Catch you later, Leroy. I checked them out on the web, James. BINZTOGO.com. Bins to Go. Yeah, there's that place that Leroy was talking about on the map, and their store hours right on the front page. They got quite a website.
Went into my GPS after a while, and I should end up, like I say, sometime this afternoon. End up back in that general area because I take that way back to go up 25 back up to Tuxedo. So.
Well, good luck. I'm going to go back to programming, but good luck with it. Stay safe out there. Stay warm. It was pretty cool when I got up early this morning.
We'll drop the mountain too, but I'm going to be inside most all day. So, well, listen, Dave, have a fantastic day. Enjoy your programming. And I'm going to get over here in just a little bit and find me some bargains. This is KK4JFO. And we'll be talking to you later.
Have a good day, W4TJW Clear.
WK4FLO.
Hey, Chris, you're back up north again, huh?
Up here freezing for until Christmas anyway. I've been trying to get the word in there. It's a busy repeater, which mine was busy.
It has been that way lately, a lot. So you're headed up here. I was headed down to Fort Myers till my father-in-law canceled the trip. He doesn't feel good. They live down in Fort Myers. You can come up here during the holiday seasons. I was headed down to South Florida during the holiday seasons.
Fort Myers, yeah. Actually, I was just there camping. I go, there's an ATV park over there I go to and hang out. I was actually there Friday through Sunday and left from there to come up here.
They got some really nice RC fields. The town, the city built it for their RC flyers, radio control flyers. And just north of there, of Fort Myers, there's one of the biggest hobby shops online, Get FPV, First Person View. So my wife, I made her aware of that. She said, okay, we can make time to stop by there on our way down and stop by there on our way back. A lot of good stuff down in South Florida.
I'll get you my contact info. They're my number. Next time you're down that way, give me a shout. We'll meet up for lunch or something out that way. Because usually Rebecca goes with me too. We go camping and stuff. Just hang out there on the weekend.
Are you still all the way out on the last island in the Keys?
First island. Key Largo is at the top. So, yeah, we're still there, though.
So do you have to go back across the 7 Mile Bridge, or is that further on down?
Further down. Yeah, first you got Key Largo. Marathon's in the middle there, and then that's where 7 Mile Bridge is at, Marathon, on the way down to Key West.
Okay. I rode a motorcycle across that 7 Mile Bridge. That's a long way to be on a thin piece of concrete with nothing around you but ocean. But it was kind of cool, but it kind of lets you know how small you are at the same time.
Yeah, it does. I had a Harley for a while, and I did a poker run down there in the Key West. I think it was a Toys for Tots poker run. And, it's a fun ride to do that from Southern Key to the Key West and back.
Well, every time I go down there, I think to myself, man, I could retire down here. This is nice. You're going, before you get there to the first bridge to head out toward the Keys, you can see people for miles. They're standing out like a quarter of a mile out in the ocean, and the water is up to their knees. That's pretty cool. And it's clear blue water. I really like that.
Yeah. When I leave my boat, I take it out from where I'm at, and I head out. The reef is 6 miles out, and it's, you know, anywhere from 4 to 8 feet out there, and then it starts dropping off after that.
That would be a lot of fun. You could fly a boat plane out there, a radio-controlled boat plane, and you could just kind of stand out there in the water and fly around. You take off and land all around you. And if it's engine quit running, you could just walk over there to it.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, I'm about at my destination here. I just want to jump in and say hey for a minute, and I'll try to catch you on the net. And I don't have my base set up in the RV here. I just got the mobile here in the truck and didn't get a chance to do it last night. So I'll try to check in on the net with you tonight.
All right. Well, I'll be looking for you on the net this evening. Good to hear you up here, up and about, more than, once every 5 or 6 years. K4FLL, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
Yeah, good to hear from you, too, and I'll check up to you later. K4FLL Mobile.
DWA Mobile.
For TJQ, go ahead. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
KQ, I'm not recognizing the call. Who I got?
Your neighbor, this is Mr. Black right there in Campobello.
Morning, how we doing?
Right side of the dirt today as I woke up, so life is good thus far.
I hear you. Well, I'm off to do a little bit of errands here and there and a little bit of honeydew, and, you know, as long as I stay out of trouble with Mama, I'll be a good boy today.
Give some tax stuff to the CPA for my business, and that's always enjoyable. Then I will hopefully finish up a little bit of Christmas shopping and then come home and do absolutely nothing for the rest of the week. And one more question, do you ever get your antennas moved?
Matter of fact, I wasn't moving antennas, but I moved my station. You know, do you know exactly where I am?
Yeah, I do. I ride by there quite often on my way into Spartanburg, and where the drive split, you're on the left, and I see your towers, and you've got a building back there behind you, I think, right?
Yep. I got a little shed back there. That's the she shed. I put that out there for my wife so I could get all of her frou-frou projects out there in a little area where she could go and do whatever she wanted to do. And, I did not move the tower, but I moved my station. She gave me a little corner in that she shed. And I moved my station back in the house because I got tired of going out there to the she shed to run my radios because it gets cold out there in the wintertime. And she was fussing at me. She said, well, you spend more time out there than you do in the house with me. So anyhow, killed two birds with one stone, got moved back into the house. So, got all that done, and I got me another station put up down at my little building down there, that big black building that you see. I got me another moderate station down there.
Running your coax through the PVC pipe, I heard you a week or so ago talking with someone else, and I felt like that's the way you were going to lean in making this happen.
That sold me the wire over to Wireman said that stuff is direct bury. There's no need for PVC, and as long as you don't break the jacket with a rock or something like that, and the top, and I got good soil there, good clean topsoil there coming across that. So I haven't buried it yet. I just got it laying on the top of the ground, but I'm just going to put me in about a 6-inch trench and get it below the ground that way. And I've got my PL250. I've got put in two PL259s at the tower. And I've got to get me a waterproof buddy box to where I can put them in the buddy box yet. But beyond that, that's the way I'm going to go. And so far, it seems to be just fine.
I've got two towers laying on the ground that I picked up at a steel. And I'm wanting to get those up and running. But I've just been debating on whether or not to. I think the wire that I've got two spools. I think one's right at 900 foot, the other one's 1,000. And I think that it is direct bury, but I need to cut about 6 inches off and go see the wire man since we live so close to him and let him look at it and they can tell me.
KN4VWA. Now let me. I know you know this, but just make sure that when you cut it, you know the print that they put on that jacket. Make sure that print is on that jacket before you take it over there.
What you talking about? Yeah, I was gonna cut a section of that off and let him go look at it.
But now, so are you gonna put your rotor up at the top?
And that's the only concern because I don't think the rotor control wire is direct to bury. But I'm sure I could find some that is that would be the equivalent.
How long a run you talking about?
That's kind of where I've got the option because we're there on 50 acres and I know where I want to put it to keep it kind of hidden to keep the wife happy. If I do that, it's probably, I don't know, maybe 200 feet max, and that's from the top of the tower all the way in. But I could go on the upper side of the house, and it's probably only about $150.
From the tip top of my tower all the way into the house is exactly 200. And I'm not having any issues with SWR or line loss or anything like that. And I'm running a Yaesu 450 rotator. And it's doing a good job. And I got a Mosley TA-33. Well, if you've ridden by the house, you've seen that big old antenna I got up there. And it runs that just fine. Now, I got that rotor wire from the wire man also. And that stuff that they sold me for rotor wire, that six conductor, is also direct bury, and it's pretty reasonably priced.
$1.25 a foot, maybe a little less.
Now,
direct bury, that one would be a little more expensive.
Good prices right now, and you know, it's a good time to go over there and go ahead and get it, because now I got that white jacket Marine direct bury. I think I got it for about 70 cents a foot.
Well, that's not too bad. Well, I may get over there and knock on your door and do a surprise visit and look at it.
Come on anytime, brother. I'm headed over into Easley right now. I tell you what, have you got a way to write real quick?
I do, go ahead.
94228.
I'll just give you a shout, and I'm on my way to Greenville. I'm on Lake Hampton now, headed in to see the CPA, and one or two little errands after that, and I'm headed home.
Did I hear a diesel running in the background? Yeah, as a matter of fact, it sounded kind of like a Ford diesel.
You're stalking me.
No, I just know diesels. Oh, me? Yeah, I run a Ram 2500 diesel.
One of you, if you need me to pull you along.
Yeah, well, that's as long as you don't have to put two new heads on that engine.
Good with it. thus far, as soon as I win the lottery, I can afford to go out and buy a new one.
Tell me something. I bought mine in 2019. It's a 2018 model. I got it at the end of the year. It was one of two that they had left over. And I got a deal on that thing. I gave them $41,900 for that truck. They wanted to move it bad. And that was over Sparkburg. Well, right at the end of summer, them idiots called me up and said, "Mr. Wilder, how many miles you got on your truck?" And I said, "Well, I got 36,000 on it now." "Oh, that's no miles, Mr. Wilder. Why don't you sell it back to us? We'll give you 50.
When you took it back, that's a no-brainer there. I've got to find, because of what I pull, I've got to have at least a 350 or 3500 series. We've got a toy hauler, and it's 47 foot. And the 350 just pulls better with the suspension. A 250 is just a little bit of a strain.
Yeah, listen, I got a phone call come in. Let me call you back in just a few minutes, okay? I'll be back on the radio in just a couple minutes. KN4VWA.
KN4TJQ, clear.